welcome. My name is Dr. Paul Toot, president and founder of National Premed Consulting and author of the book, Acing the Medical School Admission Process. Today's topic is the new school year. Now what? Today I would like to welcome you and thank you for taking the time and investing in your future as you prepare to become the physician of your dreams. Today we will be discussing a topic that I know is near and dear to many of you as you are at the beginning of a brand new and exciting school year. We are going to talk about things that you can implement that will help you to make this year better than last year. And if last year was a success and you just knocked it out of the ballpark last year, we are going to discuss how you can maintain that level of high performance. In today's discussion, we're going to talk about how to avoid the same mistakes that you made last year. We'll talk about the importance of planning. And then we're going to look at how to make this year better than last year. How to avoid the same mistakes. Realize that this is a new beginning. You are at the start of a new year and it's time to reset. I want you to review the year that was. I want you to look back at what you did right and look back at what you did wrong. And I want you to decide that you're gonna, like they say, brush off the things that pulled you down last year and that you're gonna move on and build on the things that you were successful at last year. I want you to start from the end. What I mean by that is, I want you to start with the end in mind. There is a myth out there that many people believe that in order to succeed, you need to be doing the same thing over and over again in a successful way. But studies have shown that the most successful people are the ones who start with the end in mind, those who project what they want to achieve and then work backwards and decide how to achieve it. So in order for you to be successful, I want you to do that. I want you to plan. I want you to make top priorities. Decide on what you want to achieve. You all know what the requirements are for medical school. You know that it's very competitive and you need to have good grades. I want you to set those things as the top priorities for this school year. I want you to go over the year in advance. I want you to decide what you're going to achieve each and every semester, and then I want you to break that down into each and every month, and then I want you to work on that each and every day. I want you to set personal goals and milestones. I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to say, I can be better than I've ever been before. I want you to make this year better than last year. Many of us know that we have wasted time in the past, and I want you to don't wait for the last minute. Don't wait for the last minute. Many of us know that there were many opportunities that passed us by, or many times we didn't perform to our peak, and it was simply because we procrastinated. I want you to determine that this school year, you are not going to wait for the last minute to turn in those assignments, to work on that homework, to accomplish that project. I want you to say, I am going to give my best, and I'm going to start right now. I want you to decide that you will not let the setback stop you. We're all human beings, and along the upcoming year, we are going to face setbacks. But I want you to decide that you are not going to let any setback discourage you. I want you to determine that there is no setback that is greater than your desire to become a physician. And no matter what life throws at you, tell yourself, you are going to succeed. I want you to reward yourself along the way. I want you to give yourself little rewards for every time that you've done something on your list that you said you were going to do. I want you to pat yourself on the back. I want you to be your biggest cheerleader, because if you believe in yourself, others will believe in you too. At National Premier Consulting, we love to give you bonuses, and we love to give you things that you can implement right now that will greatly impact your chances of becoming the physician that you want to be. And keeping in line with what we're talking about today, the bonuses that we have to share with you are as follows. I want you to keep a journal. You know, Oprah was right. She keeps a journal, and look at where she is in life today. There was a study that shows that most successful individuals that have achieved great things, they keep journals. They keep a record of what they're doing and how they want to accomplish it. And I want you to do that also. I want you to set up an accountability system. I want you to get other people involved. I want you to go out and say, hey, I'm taking organic chemistry this semester and I'm going to get an A. And I want you to tell everybody you're going to get an A. And then I want you to tell them to keep you accountable and hold you accountable. So that if you're slacking and if you're not getting that A, I want you to say, hey guys, you know, tell me about it because I am determined to get an A. I need an A on my transcript because that is what the medical schools are looking for. I want you to reevaluate your progress and your goals along the way. I want you to stop and check on a weekly basis to see if you are maintaining the goals that you have set up. This is very important. As always, you can contact us at www.nationalpremierconsulting.com. You can reach us on Facebook at National Premier Consulting, and please like us on Facebook and tell two or three of your friends to like us also on Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter at Premier Coach, as well as on YouTube at Premier Coach. On Facebook, my personal page is Dr. Paul Toot. And you can find us on Podomatic and iTunes under Dr. Paul Toot. I want to thank you so much for taking the time and spending it with us. I had a wonderful time sharing with you, and I hope you enjoyed it also. And like I tell all of my clients, if you commit to success, success will be committed to you. Success to you. Success to you.